welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And if you have not looked at my Bliss Habit yet, you guys definitely need to check it out. I have so many people that ask me all of the time, what is it that I have done to create the business and life and mindset that I have at this point? And I have all of the different ideas, all of my favorite parts of all the trainings and my amazing mentors and incredible things that I have learned throughout my self-development and business journey. And I have put them all in The Bliss Habit. And that is at theblisshabit.com. It is 12 weeks that you get to go at your own pace. You get a PDF with a lesson and also some coursework. You get a weekly meditation. So every single week you get a new meditation. You get over 7 hours of video training, and you also get tapped into my amazing tribe. So you guys, if you want to know all about how to create a really solid foundation to be able to move through all of the different things and become that person that you want to be to achieve those goals, this is a beautiful foundational training. So if you want to learn more about it, you can go to theblisshabit.com. And you guys, I just want to thank you for another week of being here, because without you sharing this podcast, it's really not going to be or is what it is now because of you guys. So I'm so grateful for all of you sharing it, listening to it, tuning in every single week, giving me amazing ideas for topics. And that brings me to my topic today. And I want to read you a quote, and it's by Barbara DeAngelis. And it says, "We don't develop courage by being happy every day. We develop it by surviving difficult times and challenging adversity." And I know that pretty much everyone that I'm talking to has either been through something or is going through something right now. So I just want to send a massive heartfelt and massive heartfelt energy out to you and say that, you know, I feel you. I get it. I understand. I'm going through some things right now that are requiring a massive amount of courage and to go to some places where I really feel a lot of fear and I feel a lot of resistance around, whether it's something that's happening in my personal life or with my family, or just I have some really beautiful opportunities. But these beautiful opportunities can also bring serious amounts of fear. And that's where I'm at right now. And I was just on a podcast yesterday, and I was offered some of the most beautiful advice. And I realized that I have so much fear around some of the things because I'm making them special. I'm making them seem like they are do or die, right? If I don't do well at these things, then, you know, what is going to happen? Or it's over, or whatever I'm thinking. Instead of just being present, being grateful, being in the moment, and knowing that what is happening or what happens doesn't do anything, doesn't change anything. I can either choose to grow from it if it's an experience that maybe I don't love, or maybe it's a happy experience and I thoroughly enjoy it. Either way, I'm going to be able to get something amazing from it. And I want to read one other quote. So it's Nelson Mandela. "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." So what I would do, though, is I would just take out the word conquer and say faces. So he that faces that fear, right? And I don't think it's ever going to go away, because as soon as we face one fear, we have to actually seek out something bigger in order to grow more, right? It's just like building a muscle. If we do the same exact thing every day that was once hard but is no longer hard, we don't actually keep growing. So we have to seek that heavier weight. We have to seek that thing that scares us more. We have to constantly keep finding that thing that is going to make us grow, because at the end of the day, you guys know that if you're a human being, growth is the only way to feel happy and fulfilled. So I'm just going to really focus on not making certain things special in my life and really know that it's just another thing and it's a beautiful opportunity. And at the end of the day, all that really matters is if I am really running towards my bliss, right? So just like Joseph Campbell says, it's not finding your bliss. It's following your bliss. It's the pursuit. It's everything that happens when you go through. So it's not even the other side. It's the through. It's the during. It's the present. That is when you are most alive, because it's the only time we're alive. So you guys, I just want to send you all of the love and courage in the world and let you know that we are all on this path together and we're all going to those places that make us feel uncomfortable, because we are committed to our happiness. We're committed to connection. We're committed to greatness. We're committed to the entire purpose that we are put on this planet. So just want to say once more, grateful for you. And go ahead, and if you feel called, share this with somebody who you know needs a little bit of courage today. And until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.